This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your public radio station. I'm Jim Blaylock. Good morning. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Carol McLean is an author of contemporary Christian fiction. She grew up in Kings Park on Long Island, New York, which in the 1960s was considered suburban, but could be described as rural. She attended the State University of New York, Oswego, located on Lake Ontario, where she majored in English education. And later, she received a master's degree in reading from State University of New York in Potsdam. In 2007, McLean retired after 30 years of teaching high school English. She settled in the Knoxville area of East Tennessee in 2015 with her husband, a retired minister. She had always thought of herself as kind of an oddball, an introvert, living inside her head. But one day, near the end of her teaching career, she was conducting a class on writing techniques, when a light went on, so to speak. It was as if, all of a sudden, she saw herself writing a book. She had dabbled with poetry and magazine writing previously, but in that moment, she knew she could write a novel. What emerged was her first book titled DWF, Divorced White Female, about the sassy, unsaved, and desperate Cheryl Chandler, who with the help of her quirky teenage children, signs up for online dating. Utilizing themes and characters to delve into what she calls sticky issues, McLean's books reflect her unique ability to teach about difficult subjects, while using humor to ease the pain, lighten the experience, and sometimes cause the reader to even laugh out loud. Another common theme in her books is that they almost always point toward the power of redemption. In her latest book titled Yesterday's Poison, published in January 2019, McLean explores three disparate friends and three toxic pasts. Each character drinks yesterday's poison. Their friendships intertwine their lives and expose their tortured histories. They must learn to forgive the unpardonable, as only forgiveness can set them free. Carol McLean's next book, titled A New York Yankee on Stinking Creek, is set to be released later this year. It is based in part on her experiences moving to East Tennessee. When she's not writing, McLean is usually teaching something. She can often be found running a program called Working It Out at a local jail, where inmates learn how to rethink their issues, how to settle conflicts, and how to make better choices. Or she might be out sharing her knowledge of writing with student teachers at a local college. To be sure, Carol McLean's sense of humor and love for writing emanates with every new person she encounters. Her favorite line when she meets someone is, "I'm a world-famous author. The world has yet to discover."
Support for the Authors Page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives. library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.